Well, that's coming, right? This is everyone who's here, right?
Yeah. It's like one or two people.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we're going to talk about C4UCS Ms. Ryan. Yeah, this is, for me, this is the most exciting mitzvah of Pesach. All my preparations, my ruchnias, obviously, the other preparations that we make, are it's almost like a, it's funny because like it all happens at the very beginning of this, of the first night. There's like seven, some of you guys, eight days left. And it's sort of like, hey, now what? Because it's just, you start with such a bang on Pesach. But this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a tremendously important important experience. It's not just a mitzvah. And we'll look at how the Rambam describes it. We'll do a little bit of analysis of the Rambam, and then we'll come out with hopefully a message of what we're trying to accomplish on the Leil HaSeder that will be meaningful in your own preparation and your experience. So look at Maror Makom 1. It's the Rambam Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin. Mitzvahs Asei Shel Torah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, l'saber b'nisan b'niflos shenasu lav l'senu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamishan sar b'nisan. So the mitzvah d'oraisa to talk about the events of Yetziat Mitzrayim, just like there's the mitzvahs halayla, there's not that many mitzvahs halayla, right? We have matzahs d'oraisa, but maror is not d'oraisa b'zman hazeh, there's no korban pesach. We don't have korban pesach at all. Yayin is not dalkosis is not d'oraisa, but this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So when you're focused on that night, you have to realize that the story is not just like the entertainment, you know, till you get to the matzahs. The ikar of the whole seder is all the story that you're telling. The experience that your children will eventually have from you is the experience of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And what's the source for this mitzvah? It says Zachar is Hayom Hazeh. Remember this day that you left Egypt. And then the rabbi says something very, very interesting, which is very vague, and we'll analyze it soon. I don't know what that is. What is that in? It's supposed to be that you do Zachar, so just like you do Zachar Yom Shabbos, you also have a Zachar on this night. What's he getting at here? How do I know it's on Chamishasar? Tamud Lomar. You should tell your children on that day. Bavur zeh. Zeh, we find yesterday's parsha, right? That when Moshe wanted to teach the children of Israel what is kosher, what's not kosher, he pulled the animal out and said, Zos hachaya asher tocha. We find by Machzeh Shekel, right? What do we find there? It says, Zeh yitnu. Moshe didn't understand, and Hashem says, this is what the Jews should give. And he showed him a mapeah shel. So Eish, we find by the first mitzvah in Shmos, by the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Kazera Eve Kadesh. Hashem pointed, this kind of moon is what you're going to see, and when you see it that small, at the low on the horizon, then you mark Rosh Chodesh. So Zeh very often implies that there's an object in front of you. So the Torah is Medayek here, and says, Zeh is referring to the Matzah and Maror that are in front of you. When do we know we have a mitzvah matzah maror? We're not going to get into pratim, but we know that's on Leil Tezvav. And therefore, Higad El Bincha also takes place on Leil Tezvav in the environment of matzah and maror that are in front of you. Okay? Korban Pesach would be there during the time of the bais. Right? The Av Alp, even though the Pasuk says Higad El Bincha, Av Alp Shein Lo Ben, even if he does not have a child. Afilu Chachamim Gedolim Chayavim Lusabi Yetziat Mitzrayim, even though you might know the story. A Chacham Gadol clearly is aware of the events of Yetziat Mitzrayim. It's obvious, right? Any Jew knows these stories. Still, you have to do it. And finally, call a marich b'dvarim she'iru v'shehayu harezeh b'shubah. If you're marich in the words of Yetziat Mitzrayim, that is praiseworthy. What's interesting is you find an anomaly in the Minhagim of Yisrael. Right? We all stay up on Leil Shavuos. Right, we all stay up all night on Leil Shavuos to learn. That's a minhag. It's a chashuv minhag. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. But you see here that call a marich. The Dvarim, that means even the whole night could be the mitzvah. It's not 100% clear, maybe a chatzos it's up, some folks can bring it down. But it's very shaykh that the entire night, we know that the Chachamim did that till their Talmidim came in and said, Yigiyaz man kriyash mel shashachas. Right? So it's certainly worthwhile that we all would take a nap on Erev Pesach, right? It's known that the Gemara brings down that in the Cheder system that used to be, in the times of Chazal, the kids learned even on Shabbos. They learned straight through. Almost 365 days a year. The only time they would cancel learning was for what?
Tisha B'Av.
Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, no? Erev Yom Kippur. On Erev Tisha B'Av, they would learn the sad things. I think it's maybe it's the Nukash of Bishvav in the Talmud. Maybe it does. But what's brought down in the source that I'm aware of is Erev Yom Kippur, because they need to eat. Okay, and people need to eat. And Erev Pesach, so the kids can sleep so that they will stay up that night. Okay, so it's part of the experience is to manage to get your affairs in order. Right, you have enough benes manim to do that, so you can take a gezunta nap on erev Pesach, so you can stay up as late as possible. If you want to stay up as late as possible, that's the greatest possible thing. That after the seder is over, you continue, and obviously it's most helpful considering you have 4 cups of wine in your system to have a friend that you can talk to, and then you can mekayim the mitzvah in a more ideal way, as we're about to see. Right, if a mitzvah lo di'el abanim, he says this in Bet. Right, v'afilu lo shalu, even the children don't ask, ki gad to lebincha, tell your son. Okay, according to the knowledge of the son, the father will teach him. Meaning, Kesad, im haya katan o tipesh, if he's small or he's fool, Omer lo, b'ni, my son, kulanu hayinu avadim, we all avadim, kimo shifchazu, o kimo eved zeh. Right? I was just telling the other Shir how you can, very often, a 4-year-old has no concept of what an eved is. Right? You are mature adults, you understand what an Eved is. In those days, it was very, very easy. You would take the Eved and you would bring him into the Seder. Do you see this guy here? We were like him. Oh, Taka, we're like him? Well, he's an Eved. We don't treat him very well. Right? Part of it, yeah, but he's really bad. So we don't have the same thing. Last year, my 4-year-old son, one of the Tamidim in the Yeshiva, Kiva Garelik, he put his leg on some object, and he was dressed like Paro, he dressed up for the Seder, and he said, Avi, pick up that thing. And I can't. And he started to like push him and shove him, like, that's what an Eved is. And you're not getting paid, right? He had no concept. You have to first introduce him the concept of what an Eved is. You bring it in, and we see that we show them, we're demonstrating, we're acting, right? This is an Eved. This is a shivcha. This is what you all were. I was it. Imagine me with my kittel and I have a car and I have a nice house. No, I had none of that. I was an Eved. That's what we were in Mitzrayim. And you describe that to the kid. He goes, wow, Taka. Right? So like the following week, my son was like to my older son. He's like, I'm not your Eved. Right? When my older son was bossing him around. Right? So he got the concept. Right? How else would he get the concept? So that was great. And you tell the child, and yeah, we were in Eved, but Balayla Hazeb, Hada Osan Wakarish Baruchu Veyotin Lucheru. Hashem took us out and got us free. V'im Hayah Ben Gadol. On the other hand, if his son is big, Chacham, he's intelligent. Modiyo Masha Ira Lanu B'Mitzrayim. You tell him what happened in Mitzrayim. The Nisim Shinasal Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu Hakol Lefi Dato Shoben. The klal is you go according to the knowledge of the son. Okay. You're supposed to make certain kind of differences on this night. Why? Because we want to stimulate questions until, skip the line, says until Kadesh Yuru, don't skip the line, Kadesh Yuru, Abad of Yishal, of Yom Rumanishtana Alayla Zeh. You want this, the mitzvah of Sipur where you see if it's right, takes place in a question and answer format. Okay? The kid asks a question, father answers it. Okay? And the kid says, why is this night different? And then he answers, Kach v'kach ira, this is what happened, v'kach v'kach haya, and this is how it went. The ketzad mishanen, how do you change? What do you do to stimulate questions? So you start by giving them candies, klayos, agozim, right? The roasted wheat kernels and nuts. Kids getting for those in those days, they will be gushers if they're kosher Pesach. For okrim ashulchan milifneihem, you pull the table away, you do all kinds of shinuim, that's why you pull away the ka'ara, right? All of that is so that the kids will ask questions. If you have no kids, skip to the next line. Ein lo ben ishto shalto. Ein lo isha sholin zedzah. Everybody asks, man ishtana layla zeh. What happened on this night that makes a difference? Afilu hayu kulanu chachamim. Haya levado, let's say you're alone. You also have to do a derech shelo tshuva. You ask yourself. So we see that the first condition the Rambam brings down is that the mitzvah sibur takes place in a give and take. Okay? It's a question-answer format. That's how you're supposed to do it, like Jeopardy, but like the questions come first. Okay? Dalit. Another detail is mitzvah. We have to start with shame, gnus, and then you end with pride. Right? So there's two ways you do this, and we paskin like both Amorayim, because it's a machlokes Amorayim, is both we do that at first we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us close to His service, and we also say B'tchila we were Avadim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped get us free. Okay, we paskin like doing that both of those ways. So you see, the first condition is that it has to be done in a Sheila and Tshuva format, and the second condition is that it needs to be done in a manner where we begin with shame and end in praise. And finally, in Hey, he says, you must do these three things, the Rambam says. Kol mi shalosh amar shalosh devarim elu, b'leil chamishasar, lo yatza yedei chovasa. You're not yotze your mitzvah, ve'elohein, Pesach, matzah, umaror. Okay, Pesach, because then jumped over our houses. Maror, why? Because we were very bitter in Mitzrayim. And matzah, why? We had no time during Yisiyat Mitzrayim to make bread, and our bread therefore didn't rise. So and Rama finishes by saying, Udvarim Elu, all these three things, Nikrin Haggadah, are all called Haggadah. So what are the three elements? The three elements of Sipur are, anyone want to say? Well, I said, no, that's the final element.
Q&A format.
Yeah.
Shame to pride.
Excellent.
Or to praise. And then Pesach, Matzah, Bar.
Right. And we can call that Tamei Mitzvos, right? As opposed to other times, we don't really focus, us brisker lamdanim that we are, we don't really focus on the reasons behind the mitzvahs. We want to know about the what, right, and the how, right? That's what we spend our time doing in Ian Shear, right? Tamei mitzvos, that's our Bali Tshuva, whatever. No, the Leila Seder, we do Tamei mitzvos, right? We do the reasons behind the mitzvos. Okay, and these three elements are called Sipur. What are these three elements different than? We have the mitzvah of Sipur, on the other hand, there's another mitzvah that seems very, very similar. What's that mitzvah? What's a mitzvah that's very similar to Sipur, Yetzias Mitzrayim? We do it every day, twice a day.
Kriyashma,
we have, what's it called? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? If you look at Mar Malkum 2, the Rambam Hilchos Kriyashma says, yes, there's a mitzvah Haskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Bayom. Ubalaila. Shinemar Laman Tiskor Es Yom Seschem Eretz Mitzrayim. You know this, we say this in the Haggadah, you know this also from the last Mishnah in the first parak, the Brachos, right? And in mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. So obviously the three elements that Yisrael articulately said are not present on a nightly basis. We don't do it in Q&A, we don't do it in a Matzah Blues time, Shavach, and we don't bring out Tamei Mitzvos. It's just a mere Zechira. So on Leil Tesfav, obviously we're going to do Zechira, right? You go to Shul Yidav and Ma'arif, right? And you'll say it. But here we have an added thing where we have a mitzvah d'oraisa, a separate mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, Rasal Veitchit wants to explain the psukim that the Rambam brings down. We have two psukim that the Rambam brought down as sources. Okay, he brings down the Yigadat Labincha. From there, Rasal Veitchit says, Yigadat Labincha teaches you that there's a mitzvah, okay, to be misaper ba'arichus, to say a long story, as opposed to Haggadah means to tell a tale. Haggadah, let me tell you a story, right? As opposed to the mitzvah of Zechira that we say on every single night. That's Higad Labimcha. And furthermore, it's Labimcha. It has to be an exchange between two people. Okay? However, there's also, we know that the mitzvah of Sibur doesn't go away if you have no one there, because the Rambam says that even if no one's with you, you show La'atzmo. You ask yourself. So how do we know that? So the Rasal Veitchik explains that we know from the other pasuk the Rambam brings down. That pasuk is Zochar es Hayom Hazeh Asher Yisatzeh Mitzrayim. Remember the day that you left Egypt. But then the Rambam said that weird thing. What was the weird thing that he added? Zochar es Yom HaShabbos. So the Rasal Veitchik has a beautiful idea. What does that exactly add? Right. So he said, let's look at what is the mitzvah of Zochar es Yom HaShabbos. Maybe that'll help us understand better why the Rambam is bringing that together with Zochar es Yom HaShabbos.
The pasuk.
Well, what do you want to say? Yeah.
I'm not sure. I just know Zachar and Shamar. The Shabbos is that Shamar.
Is the one like keeping and like guarding or something?
So the Salvation wants to. He brings up a Rashi and a Ramban. Both of them say that Zachar as Yom HaShabbos is not a mere remembrance. Oh, yeah, Shabbos is coming.
It's by being active.
Excellent. It's an active thing. How do you? What are you active? So two ways we're active. First of all, every single day we mark the day of the week by saying it's not Sunday, it's Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. It's not Yom Rishon, it's Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. That every single day is seen in terms, in Shabbos terms. Right? Our whole weekly experience is a Shabbos dick experience. Right? Obviously Shabbos is the day we make Kiddush, etc. But the entire week is colored by Shabbos. If you find a nice object during the week, you can eat it tonight and it'll suddenly, you know, or you can freeze it and save it for Shabbos, and that'll be better than what you'd have otherwise. Save it for Shabbos. The whole week you're hunting for Shabbos to enhance your Shabbos. So Shabbos is not just a mere, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos is not a mere just like, hey, Shabbos is coming, I better finish my work, right? It's an everyday experience. The entire experience of the whole week is an experience of Zochar es Yom HaShabbos Kodesh. And Rasal Veitchik says, well, that's the same thing. That's why it's connected to Zochar es Yom HaZeh, Asher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The word zechira will never ever be associated with what we're supposed to do, okay, on Lil HaSeder. Since we know from Higada to Labincha that it's supposed to be, you know, a long tail, etc., what the word remember would just undo what Higada to Labincha says. Right? Remember. That means I'm leaving Yotzev, I just remember. No. That's zechir that we do every single day from Laman Tisko, Yom Seis Chamer, Yisrael, Kol Yimei Chayefa. That's what we do during Kriyas Shema. A mere zechira, mention it, a shout out to Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it can't be that the word zachor is related to the experience of Leil Tezvav. So that's why the Ramban says, no, it's not that kind of zachor. It's not that kind of mere mention zachor. It's a zachor, that's like you said, an active zachor. It's the zachor that we zachor Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. That's not a mere shout out to Shabbos. That means the whole week is a Shabbos experience, right? And we're trying to live through it. And that's what we do at the Seder, and therefore, when the Rambam writes, Chayiv Adam Laharo es Haros es Atzmo, that a man needs to view himself, Ki Hu Yatzam Mitzrayim, as if he himself left Egypt, right? That's not just like, that's a totally different thing than like, remember he left Egypt. No. David Callis, on that night, April whatever, yeah, 2011, is now experiencing leaving Mitzrayim. He's supposed to view yourself as if you are going out of Mitzrayim right now. That's not even, I remember that time. That means you're living an experience. Just like a person lives the experience all week of Shabbos, so too you're supposed to live through the experience. So Yigal Zil Abincha tells you quantitatively, spend time. Spend time on this mitzvah. Okay? But Zachar Zil Mazah, Sheitas Mitzrayim, is like Zachar Zil Mashabbos. That means, no, immerse yourself. Make it that you are living the Seder. Make it that you are living the Seder. Sorry, you're living Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? That's a totally different thing than just telling over a quantitatively long story about what happened in Mitzrayim. No, you are leaving Mitzrayim. Just like Zachar Yom HaShabbos is experiential, so too, Zachar Yom HaZeh Yitzias Mitzrayim is also experiential, and that's what that brings to the table. And therefore, it's a beautiful idea that the Rasha Avishu says. Did you ever wonder why it says in the Haggadah, Yochol Merosh Chodesh. I would have thought that I could be Yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim all the time from Rosh Chodesh. From Rosh Chodesh. A little strange. Like, I don't ever say, I would think that I could be Yotzei the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos from Rosh Chodesh Adar. I would think that I could be Yotzei the mitzvah of eating cheesecake from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Sivan.
Well, you don't say Tanakh.
What?
You just start not saying Tanakh at the beginning of Nisan.
Not saying.
Not Tanakh. I'm Tachanun.
Tachanun. Right, but that's because maybe a different element. That's not the same as this mitzvah of Sibur. In other words, the halamina of the Braisa that's brought down in the Haggadah is that you be, you know, instead of, you know, that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we get together and we manrich and Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim like we would at the Seder. How do I know the date is, how do I ultimately know that the date is Tetzvah? That's the maskana. But the halamina doesn't make any sense. I would have thought I could be able to the mitzvah of lulav already from Rosh Chodesh Hishra. Who would have thought that? Who would think that? Who would think that? Why would you think that? So he said, Rav Salavish, he said, no. Of course, what we said is very good. Just like Zachar Zem HaShabbos L'Kadosho, okay, is already Mekuyim, not just on Shabbos, but the entire week is an orientation of Zachar Zem HaShabbos L'Kadosho, right? And from Sunday, the beginning of that unit of week, all the way till the ultimate manifestation of Shabbos itself. So too, I would have thought, what? The Rosh Chodesh Nisan also is a time that you did that from earlier on. You could already mekayim the mitzvah, Sibur Mitzrayim, just like you mekayim the mitzvah Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho from the beginning of its unit. And that's why the Haggadah has to dismiss that halakha and say, no. The mitzvah of God is dafka b'avur zeh, v'shashim matzah marar munach l'fanecha. That's when you can be yotzei the mitzvah, but you will not be able to be yotzei the mitzvah all the way from the beginning. Big chiddush. Other answers that are given to that answer, it's a very interesting thing to play on. Maybe you want to work on that. I have other answers here, but I don't have the time to give them over. So, a couple of more things. Just in terms of this idea, Salavitch says that the Leil HaSeder is experiential. It's not just the idea that Laharos Atzmo, it's a real concept, what you're really trying to accomplish on this night. Look at Mar Makom number 9. There's a Shiloh that's brought up by Shodim Achronim. Why is it that we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah Gada? I think I was pretty convincing right now that it's a real mitzvah d'oraisa. It's listed in the Minyan HaMitzvos, even though, by the way, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that we do every night is not listed in the Minyan HaMitzvos, but this is. So why don't we make a bracha on it? It's a bona fide, real mitzvah. But we don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Kodesh Hashem Mizana Mizana Halagada Lahagid Sipur Sisrayim Sipur whatever. Why is that?
We don't make bracha on mitzvah that ben adam lechaver or something. There's an element of that.
But this is between me and Hashem. But I think this is good. That is one of the kolim that we. That's an exception to that.
It's a way of life.
It's a way of life. So is tefillin.
Maybe so we ask a question. I don't know.
So there's some very interesting answers that are brought up. If you look at 9. So Rabbeinu Paret suggests, no, during Kiddush, when we say Zech L'Sias Mitzrayim, that covers it. Right? Other Rishonim tried to suggest, I think I said this in the Sechem, I don't have it here, that no, we don't say already when we said Birchas HaTorah, because the mitzvah is Torah. It's to say over this kind of Torah. But the answer to the Chasam Sofer is very creative. Okay? The Rishonim who say, no, there is a mitzvah, there is a bracha. What's the bracha? At the end of Magid, before you do Rachza, before you wash your hands, you say, Asher Ga'alanu. You hold the cup, right, in the hand, and you say, Asher Ga'alanu, you start Hallel, etc. No Malafon of Shiru Chadasha, right? So you start Hallel, you say, Bracha, Asher Ga'alanu. But there's a problem with that.
It's not in the beginning.
It's not in the beginning. Kol HaBrachas are supposed to be over La'asiyah Asad, before the Asiyah. And here the Brachas after the Asiyah. So we need to bring the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer will tell you an amazing Chiddush. He says, you know what? There's a halacha. Now on this night, a person is supposed to view himself as if he himself
was Mitzrayim.
What?
Talks about
higinei halacha. Oh, he says the same. Yeah. Ah, so you're supposed to. If you're supposed to view yourself like we saw, the Rishonim explained that it's not in mirza zechira. You yourself are leaving Mitzrayim. You're experiencing Yisias Mitzrayim. Well, shenemar zachar siyam hashanis. It's like total immersion experience. Then you're going. Then since we say that part of matchil begnus and masayim b'shevach is you're supposed to start as if we were over the avodah zarah. People were kofrin. We're kofrin. We didn't believe in our kadosh baruch hu. Lashon ram. Kofrin. That's what we were. And then we came out after Yisias Mitzrayim as am Hashem, people who believe in our kadosh baruch hu. So if we're immersed in that experience, well, to whatever degree the Seder improved us, we were kofrin when we started the Seder. Because if we increased in emunah during the Seder because of the exchange that we had, then we're that much more improved. And yeah, we're experiencing a process of almost gerus, he describes. And we know that by tefilas hager, what's the halacha? When does a ger make a bracha on the mikvah? He makes it after his tovel. Why? Because beforehand, he's not a Jew, right? So the Chasam Sofer is saying that Chazal designed it like this, right? Obviously, it's not a gerus process. No one should think they can eat chametz at that point because it's not Jewish or pork or whatever. So, no, but since the Seder is designed to imitate the improvement, and it could be like almost like a gerus, so therefore the bracha, just like Tfilas HaGer, is afterwards, so to this bracha is after the Seder. And it's interesting that on this that this night, the Seder, is very, very universal among the Jews, right? Like, people drop every mitzvah in the world. The Seder, everybody has the Seder. When we're engaged in the Seder, we're in a talich of passing down, right, to our sons. And the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is beautiful. If you look at number 11, we'll finish with this. He brings down, L'fisha ra'inu sha'atorah hikpida shelos abanim. Why do we have these shelos abanim? Right, b'layla azeg. Right, it says ki yishacha bincha. That's lashon apostle. The whole ikar sibayis in Mitzrayim is ayidei sheilas abanim. That's the whole mitzvah is conducted, as we said. It's the first condition. Hafi derech Q&A, as you so articulately said. Uchuvas ha'av the ayidei zeh. Why do we do this? The ayidei zeh nisbara ha'emuna ha'tahora. That through the going through the seder, we're going to have a clarification of pure emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you think about what the theme of the seder has to be, and by the way, the three elements that we mentioned are perfect. Are very, very perfect for that idea, right? Questions, answers, right? Judaism encourages questions and answers in general. And on this night, especially when you're trying to mivaru shelus and emuna, right? You use the sipur yisit mitzrayim as a catalyst to strengthen your emuna. Questions and answers is how it gets done, right? Rebbe, I have a question. I don't understand how God works. Explain it here. Rebbe answers the question, right? We use the sipur yisit mitzrayim like that. And like I said before, tamei mitzvos. Tamei mitzvos are v'balei tshuva, and therefore tamei chachamim like ourselves, right? So the answer is no. On this night, since we're going through a process of geirus, a process of the mevare emuna, so of course we need tamei mitzvos. Tamei mitzvos is one of the reasons behind things. We want to get down to that. And obviously, we're acting in a matter of going from Gnus to Shevach, that shows you that and a lot more rise for what I said right now, that the theme that you can focus on in the Seder is a process of attaining Amuna, growing in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll give you the bracha, hopefully, that you spend the next couple of weeks looking through the building your sources so that you have a Seder that accomplishes all this, and your Seder is a true experience like Mitzvah Hashem you've never had before, and you can pass it down to your children.
Thank you.
Thank you.